it would be really cool if you could find your daughter's first bike. Yeah, so I got a story for that. I should have kept her first dirt bike, but we traded it for wheels and tires for my old F-150, so yeah, I look back on that as a mistake. I had plans to keep, I have two of her bicycles, and her very first one was a Strider, and I had plans to keep that, but my niece's ex-husband took it to the dump. I loaned it to him for their son, and he took it to the dump.
Oh, that's a bummer. Well, you might have some other stuff around there that you can save for. That's kind of cool stuff. WKRP 446 from the legal standpoint here.
Yeah, WRTD 602. I'm trying to. This is probably a lot of grandparents out there listening and understanding this scenario. I'm trying to not take things away from what, you know, her and her husband are going to do. They want to, you know, make sure they do things for their firstborn and enjoy doing it. So I, you know, careful. I'm like, hey, this is what I want to do. Is that going to be okay with you guys? So got a little electric KTM picked out for when he's old enough. I got to wait 4 or 5 years though. Darn it.
Oh, so they know if it's a boy or a girl, then, huh?
Yeah, they know it's a boy already. And when we were at dinner, they passed out these little gift bags with candy in them, and I'm like, what, we're giving us Snickers bars? What's this? And inside the bag was a little card that you would scratch off like a lottery ticket to reveal the gender.
Oh, that's way cool. Yeah, my youngest boy, RJ, when he found out they were having Louie, why, I got a pair of blue onesies, or might even be younger than that, jumpsuit. I looked at it and I was like, hey, wait a minute. What's up with this?
Yeah, I like when they have fun with, you know, revealing it to the family and make it a good thing. So, yeah, I'm excited for them and I'm excited. It's a good thing. I don't know what else to say. It's just, I'm super happy for my kiddo.
It always pleases a parent when you see your kids grow up and be successful and have their own family. And, you know, at about the age of 35 or when they have a kid, they'll start understanding why parents are the way they are.
Yeah, I'm already starting to see a little bit of that just after she got married and moved out. Her moving out of the house and you know, sharing a home with her new husband has really opened her eyes to a lot of things and really improved our relationship because she can relate now finally and understand.
Now that's totally awesome. Cool. Do they live here locally or where?
Oh, no, they live up in Washington.
That's where my youngest moved to, Pasco, Washington, Tri-Cities area.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they're in the Tacoma area because her husband's stationed at Lewis McCord. So they are planning on moving back down here. She definitely does not like the city life. She thought she would love it and it'd be amazing, and she's like, nope, that didn't work out so well.
Well, things will be a little easier and nicer for them since he's in the military. That's a good thing. Cool. Well, I'm headed down to Griffith Park to watch the time trials of the race boats.
Oh, nice. We were watching those at Agnes a couple weeks back.
Yep, they were there. Well, this is the last race of the season, and of course I sponsor one of them, and Houston Healy's boat. And he's been doing real well. If he wins this race, I think he's going to get the points for the year championship. Of course, he won the boat in it. He blew over 2 weeks ago and didn't get hurt, but busted the lower unit up, and that was it. He was a lucky boy.
Yeah, hydros are dangerous no matter what, especially when you're sitting on top of the thing without a capsule. Yeah, glad he's okay.
Yippers. And I will be home by 1300 because we got the first football game of the season for the Ducks.
Nice, very nice. All right, mister, enjoy your drive, and hope everything's cool, and thank you for the congratulations, man. That means a lot.
Hey, a wonderful day. WKRP 446 will be monitoring for about 5 more minutes.
WRTD 602.
Hey, Jeff, congratulations. That is way, way cool. Happy grandpa's to you, WRKV 487.
Oh, thanks, Kimber. Like I was saying to Randy, my challenge right now is to not try and take over and understand that, this is their time. But, boy, I'm excited, so it's all a great thing.
Yeah, that's the fun part. More to come. Yeah, you'll establish your grandpahood, and there'll be little things that you can do. And I like the bike idea. That's pretty cute. And little clothing ideas and maybe some toy motorcycles and things like that would be fun. Anyway, enjoy. I'm looking forward to hearing your story. WRKV 487 monitoring.
Thanks, Kimber. I appreciate it. Just hoping for a happy and healthy family. That's all you can wish for. So, cross my fingers, everything goes good for them. All right, WRTD 602. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Yep, that's all we can hope for is healthy and happy. And once again, WRKV 487 monitoring.